worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
One. And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Fill me with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Snap, crackle, pop into a new episode of A Freak Accident, our second of 2023. My name is Crisco. All four of the crew here, so that means in the house is Lazy E.
I am so excited this Sunday, going to my first Bengals playoff game.
Ooh, ever?
Yeah, I've never been to their playoff games yet.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's going to be packed.
We got Kara here.
I am so excited this Sunday, I've got nothing to do. Someone to see.
And Mickey is here as well.
Yep, still here.
Great. That is the new. For some reason, I thought I saw the old
duct tape
on. Yeah. I think it was
just my hair.
Yeah, it was just the way that your hair was positioned there. Yeah, but we are A Freak Accident, the best mistake ever, and our website is afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com, and we always like to say the easiest way to reach out to the show is via email, freaks@afreakaccident.com. You can send us anything, a link. You can send us a scathing message.
A link?
Yeah, a link to something.
Okay, like do something.
Dangerous.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, that could be dangerous. We took training at work, me and Kara. You don't click on links.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's Kara did that and crashed the entire Eastern Seaboard's worth of radio.
That's right.
Companies and clusters. So you can send us something if you want us to talk about it, like a news story or anything like that. If you have like a question you want to ask us about like the mysteries of the universe, we're real smart. If you've got a problem, we'll solve it. Like we give great advice. Or, like I said, send us your manifesto. We'll read it aloud. We'll even keep your name out of our mouths. That's fine, too.
I don't know. Certain things, if they're said, we might have to.
I ain't no narc, man. I'm not snitching on anybody.
Oh, I'm a narc. I learned from On Patrol Live that Wilkes-Barre was on this past weekend.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
I learned to be a narc. You don't want to get in trouble.
Okay. Fair. Why? What happened? What was the most crazy thing?
A shoot-off. And the reason the guy did, they did an update. He had hallucinations. He was 66 years old. That's an important piece of information. Mm-hmm. Had hallucinations because of a peni piercing.
Execute order.
Multiple
66.
Peni.
Yeah, peni piercing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At 66.
That? Yeah.
What made you decide? Yeah, it's time to get pierced down there.
Yeah, at that age, I don't know. Like you've kind of lived a whole life at that point.
At least a good portion.
Yeah, without one. Why would you suddenly think that one of those is
now
important?
Is a good idea?
Yeah.
Maybe he got an old piercing re-pierced.
He's probably also on blood thinners and things too. Like, isn't that risky when you get that done at
That's
that age?
Quite an assumption to make.
I don't know. I assume like older men have heart problems. That's just the common thing in this country, right?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm not a liar.
You're not a liar.
I may be misinformed, but I'm not a liar. You can't accuse me.
You're
of anything.
You're an assumer.
Kara, are you still... Now, you're back, though. Your profile was restored,
it
right?
It was, yeah.
Okay, so...
No, it wasn't. Actually, no. I made a new one.
Another new?
Okay. So I had an old one, and that one got deleted, and then...
Because you clicked a link, and you let everyone in through the back door.
I couldn't even look at you. I had to only look at Mickey, because I knew you were doing that with your eyebrows.
What's that third eye? We haven't mentioned the third eye.
Yeah, that's
long
right.
Time.
We haven't. Third eye got pierced on that guy.
That's not what the third eye is.
Well, yeah.
No.
It's sort of what?
It's the butthole.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What did you think it was?
I thought the guy's was a third eye.
Oh boy.
No.
That's our third leg.
Oops.
Yeah, it's a tripod. Yeah.
I was picturing the top. Gum to shroom.
Oh, God.
If she's thinking about
anyways, you made a new profile.
So So I made a new profile.
So everybody was in your back door. Yeah. So then you had to make a new profile.
I had to make a new profile. The old one never came back. But when I made the new one, Facebook thought that I was pretending to be me of my old profile. So they suspended me for 30 days, even though I had to give them my license and prove that I was me.
So now it's just open bank accounts in your name and stuff like that. But
Now the profile is back. I'm out of Facebook jail. What was the worst part about being suspended for 30 days, though, was you could still see everything.
Just couldn't do anything.
I just couldn't do anything. It was like in a dream or being a ghost. It's like being a ghost.
It's like being at a strip club. You could see it all.
Yeah.
You just can't touch.
And I couldn't say anything either, though. So it was just like a veil of me being invisible, like in a movie. You know, when they're...
Oh. I liked E's explanation better.
Yeah. We really got to play Kara Explains It again, whatever that was. Figure out whatever Kara's saying, whatever that game was called.
When she was explaining that, I was half a second away from pressing.
It's boring. You're boring, everybody. Quit boring everyone.
You were, though, the admin of multiple radio station pages. Did they ever come back, or...?
One did. The other one did not.
Huh. Why is that?
I'm not sure.
We have no idea.
Is Facebook not providing answers? I'm sure they're very helpful.
You can't get an answer from Facebook for anything.
Are there people who work there, or is it just all robots at this
it's
point?
It's probably all robots.
Yeah. They fired a lot of people recently, didn't they?
That was Twitter.
Well, no, that happened
Facebook
as well.
Too, I think. Yeah.
Facebook, I think, also laid off like half their workforce.
So that was helpful.
Yeah, totally.
Even fewer people to answer.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
Can't, like, an attorney send a letter or something? Be like, be it aware that you fools are about to get sued or something.
Well, I said it's a corporation we work for, so I thought there's got to be somebody high enough in power for, like, a national corporation to be like, hey, I can reach out to Facebook, like, corporate office, and yet...
Yeah, like, I've got a connection with someone at Facebook, like, once you get up to, like, CFO level or something.
Nope, nothing. You have to fill out the little help form just like everybody else.
Like the peons.
Well, there's probably somebody is trying to reach out to Facebook, and like somebody over there's like, what? Radio? What's that? Is that like Spotify?
Probably.
Nobody knows what that is anymore. Well, that's unfortunate.
But now it's back to, it's new.
Kind of, sort of. There's still things missing, but that's okay.
It happens.
Oh, like the, wait, what?
Hmm?
Yeah, like these pages that never came back are still missing.
Yeah, they're gone for good. Yeah. After 30 days, it's gone. And that's what I don't get. Why would a hacker hack into a page, not create a dupe, not try to buy anything, not post anything or spam any of my friends, just log in and delete it? That was their big play.
The big gotcha.
Yeah, that was their, I'm going to really stick it to them. And then that was what they did.
Did you harm someone in your past? Can we... Maybe this could be like a 2020 special.
I don't think I did, but you never know.
Yeah, you're a terrible person.
I'm
so
a garbage person.
Mm-hmm.
Probably that lady.
That lady that called you a garbage person on the radio station.
Yeah,
that's right.
Guys, do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When I said wearing socks with sandals on the beach is weird?
Yeah.
You're a garbage person because of that.
Fine.
She deleted my Facebook. She went, you think that's weird? How about this? And she was sitting on the beach wearing socks and sandals as she did it on her laptop.
Scorched earth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy. So you're going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Playoffs.
Playoffs? Talking about playoffs?
That's exciting. It's in Cincinnati?
Yeah, we're leaving on Friday.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm very excited because now that the Bengals are good, the last time we went to a game, which was a couple months ago, it was loud. Mm. This is going to be deafening. Mm. And the best part... There's two best parts.
Okay.
Three best parts.
How
a former player is going to be... Oh, yeah, you're right. Four, three... I don't know. Anyways...
Math is hard.
One of...
I lost count.
There's a
couple parts that are going
to
be awesome.
He gets like to the middle finger on counting, and he just loses it.
Yeah.
There's going to be a former player. He's going to hype up the crowd. TJ, who's your mama?
Really his name?
It's Hushmanzada.
Oh.
But... Then we're going to have Bootsy Collins, the funk legend, doing halftime and playing our fight song and playing the national anthem. You might not know who he is. I believe his name is Andrew Fisher. He was the stunt double on Stranger Things season 4 who played Master of Puppets. Who actually did it.
Oh, okay. Like the guy who did like the up close fingering shots and all that. Yeah.
Why'd you guys look at me?
I was waiting for that.
I know.
But he's going to be playing the national anthem. So it's like a jam-packed schedule.
Very exciting.
What about...
Oh, yeah. Then, so the story is, my friend Neil, he claims that he accidentally bought the tickets before asking us about the prices.
Uh-oh.
I think he bought them on purpose, just saying, "Hey, we're going to go." I probably would have anyways. But regardless, he bought it for another friend. Four of us were going to go. Well, Paul said, "I have family coming in this weekend. I can't go." So we have one extra ticket. He went to go sell it on Ticketmaster. He's still waiting on that. Meanwhile, I see WWE wrestler Andrew Dawkins from the Street Profits. He tweets out, "I'm looking for a single ticket to the game." So I DM'd him, and I'm waiting for a response. It's very possible he might be sitting next to us.
Very nice.
Yeah, so that'll be odd. Because, like,
this is Lazy E's foot in the door to pro wrestling. He's always wanted
Sounds
this.
Like it.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, it's going to be like, once the luster dust comes off of he's sitting next to us, then it's just going to be awkward.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, so...
Yeah.
How you doing?
Offer to be like one of those security guards who come out to break up brawls and gets smashed through a table. Offer to be that guy.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, right?
Depending on the wrestler that threw me through.
You only have to take one bump.
But it depends which one.
Yeah, but
I want it to be the most famous one.
Okay.
It's getting greedy.
Like, I want Brock Lesnar.
Already it's going to his head.
Yeah.
He wants Brock Lesnar to, like, rip his entrails out and dance around with them.
I didn't say that at all.
I feel like with Brock, you never know. That is always a possibility.
Like, that would be awesome, though. If I went through a table, it would hurt like hell.
You only got to take one.
That's what I mean.
And you can hype yourself up to take one bump.
And that's the thing. I wouldn't want to practice it. I don't want to know what it feels like.
Right.
I just want to have it happen. It's going to hurt. And then I'm done.
As someone who briefly trained to be a pro wrestler, every bump hurts. So it's painful. But you can hype yourself up and get through it. Absolutely.
Well, that would be exciting. Like, yeah. Brock Lesnar picks me up, and all of a sudden I think I'm going to get eaten for dinner, and then boom, right through a table.
Yeah. It's incredible. And all you have to do is ask this guy, assuming he sees your DM and you know, agrees to go to the game with you.
I did find it weird that I slid into a guy's DM. Never thought that was going to happen. Didn't make that bold prediction in 2023.
Ah,
but...
dang it. We should have.
I know.
Would that be scandal or news, though?
Scandal.
At least he knows the answer.
100% scandal.
It is kind of scandalous. That is absolutely true.
So I'm hoping I get a DM back, because we also want the money back.
Yeah, right.
Like, he's paying for the ticket. He's not getting free ride in.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the whole point is to get the money back for the ticket.
Front the bill, baby.
And he has the money to pay for what we paid for the ticket.
Yeah.
You would hope, anyways.
Well, that would be sad.
That's like the time Gutenberg came to the bowling alley. That actor from
Steve
Three
Gutenberg?
Men and a Baby. He had a nephew that was graduating from King's College. They came to the bowling alley and bowled like on a Saturday, and I didn't recognize him at first. So I was waiting on him, and he didn't want to wear bowling shoes. And I'm like, "You gotta wear bowling shoes, man." And he was like, "Oh, do I have to?" Oh, and I was kept saying no.
That was actually a really good Steve Gutenberg imitation.
Was
there
it? By accident?
Yeah.
And they paid for their stuff. They went down to their lane, and my sister came out from the snack bar, and she like waved at me like, you know, and I called me and said, "Do you know who that is?" And I went, "Who? The guy that won't wear the shoes?" And she's like, "Well, yeah, it's also Steve Gutenberg from Three Men and a Baby." And I'm like, "Oh, it is?" And she went, "Yeah." And I went, "Well, now I feel like a jerk because I gave him a really hard time." But rules are rules.
He's the one that hacked your Facebook.
We found it. Yep, there it is.
Told you. We'd figure it out.
He did take pictures with us and sign stuff before he left.
Freaking Gutenberg.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. Even though you yelled at him. I made him wear the bowling shoes. Yeah.
So far we've narrowed the list down to either actor Steve Gutenberg
or a random listener.
Or a random listener who called you a garbage person because you dared to suggest that people who wear socks and sandals on the beach are animals,
right,
which is also 100% true.
Right.
I don't care who you are, I don't care where you're from. Maybe that makes me mean. Yeah, I'm all right with it.
This is proof positive. If you got a problem, we'll solve it.
It may also be any number of those high school kids that you fired for not being able to read numbers on bowling shoes. So it could be any one of them.
Ooh, you know what? There was one kid.
I highly doubt if they can't read numbers on bowling shoes, they're certainly not hacking a computer.
Size what?
I know, you're right. That's a good point.
What were you going to say, though?
Maybe their keyboards have, like, shapes and animals on them. Let's see. Hacking by pressing monkey and star.
I don't remember which one. There's a couple.
Oh.
Never mind.
Now I want to know.
Maybe by the end of this episode, we will. It's like a murder mystery episode.
It was
we
me.
Will figure out
it.
Who hacked it.
I did it. I did it with my garbage old computer that keeps breaking.
Yeah,
out.
For sure.
I definitely believe that.
It was the last good thing that it ever did. It took all of its power.
Cut him in! Cut him in!
And now it can't even record an episode in full.
Cover the heart!
Speaking of episodes and full. If there are no technical problems today, we will be getting to a plethora of wonderful topics. We got that one segment that we teased last week and never got to. A tech worker who tried to copy a scheme from a famous movie, and we'll see if it was successful. I think the fact that we're talking about it should indicate that in one direction. We have highly specific turnoffs that allegedly people would dump someone over. Like, these are very specific, though. It's not just like a general thing. So we'll see if we agree. We've got another relationship-related discussion. So you're heading into a new year. Yeah. You know, maybe you need to work on yourself and your love life. We've got the 5-to-1 ratio is apparently the secret to a happy relationship. We will have your feedback on a listener active. What is the smallest hill you're willing to die on? Like, we're talking petty. Really, really petty. Mm. And we'll answer that, too. Finally, a theory on why men decide it's time to get married. Mm-hmm. There may be something to this. So all of that is on the way.
A freak accident is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Thanks for being here, Mickey. Way to be awake and lucid. Proud of you. Parlor is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. But Parlor isn't just soda. It's a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off of the nostalgia of yesteryear. They're edgy. They're experimental. And they have something for everybody with 3 delicious and unique flavors available now. Root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
You know, Valentine's Day is coming up and everybody knows what to get a girl. But what do you get a guy? How about get him a pack of Parlor beverage root beer, birch beer, or butterscotch root beer? It's the perfect idea for a guy.
It is.
So girls, go to drinkparlor.com.
Get him the Don't Do Coke shirt to go with
it,
too.
Oh, that would be awesome. They have awesome merch you can get, too.
Yeah, definitely. So stop what you're doing. Go to drinkparlor.com right now to order the best freaking root beer. And, of course, like we said, some banging merch for yourself. Parlor ships anywhere in the U.S., so they will come to wherever you are. And right now, listeners of A Freak Accident, you can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout. We'll give you 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, FREAK, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. A real gangster ass play just calls right.
Had to do a lot of editing to this song.
There's a lot of swear words in it.
Yeah.
We all remember the famous Mike Judge movie, Office Space, correct?
It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
It really does speak. It was kind of like The Office before The Office was even around. Like, it spoke to a lot of people's experiences in the corporate environment.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever worked in those kinds of environments, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The movie is well known for the scheme that takes place with the main characters within it.
Where they try to skim the .000 of a penny off the top of their off the bottom.
I still think is an awesome idea.
Yeah.
There was something I was just watching recently where it was literally the exact same scheme, and I thought, oh wow. They ripped that off from Office Space. But then it turns out Office Space came after, so they had ripped it off from this movie.
Wow.
I think it was like some garbagey B movie somewhere. But in any case, they created a virus that would steal the fractions of pennies from the accounting system, because a lot of times it just writes off those
half-cent
fractions. It just tosses them away. So this was literally just depositing them into an account, and the idea was that it would pay out in the long run, because like many, many millions of fractions turns into a lot of whole numbers after a time.
And the corporate office wouldn't notice it because it was such a little amount.
Right.
The problem is, in the movie, he put the decimals in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
And it ended up being very obvious.
They ended up stealing like hundreds of thousands of dollars in the first week or something like that. The scheme, of course, being botched, yet a criminal thought it would be great inspiration.
Oh, Mickey.
Excellent.
For a real life attempt.
How'd it work out?
Well, we'll find out.
You tell us, Mickey. You just said, I think it's a great idea.
I wonder if this person is the one who hacked Kara's Facebook.
Suspect number three.
Technically four, right? Because we have a group of suspects that it could be, and those
right.
are the kids
the
that
kids.
Kara yelled at and fired because they couldn't read the size numbers on bowling shoes.
Mm-hmm. So many others.
The 28-year-old software engineer in Seattle who was responsible for this scheme was arrested after being caught skimming money from his employer, Zulily.com.
Oh, Zulily.
Interesting.
Wow.
What is Zulily, since I don't apparently know?
It's like an online boutique, but yeah. It's pretty big.
Okay. So he manipulated the code so that the checkout page would send shipping fees to his personal account.
Oh, that'll make it clear that he's stealing.
That's lots of money, though. Yeah. Shipping fees
sure.
are expensive.
Yeah. They could cost almost double of what you ordered.
Yeah.
Well, depending on
the size of everything.
The size and also how fast you want it to be delivered to you. I love that, by the way. Like in this day and age, with the myriad ways of getting things from here to there, and expedited shipping is still like $100.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's outrageous. But he got around $260,000.
Oh, boy.
That was before he was caught. So it took them that long to catch on to the scheme.
Hmm.
You think, man, if he would have just gave up, he would have had that all.
Yeah.
And they never would have caught him.
Somehow, if he would have just, quit.
Yeah, he got greedy.
Yeah. he also somehow managed to acquire $41,000 in merchandise, too.
Okay. Wow. Why? And why did he want girl? Well, all right. No, I don't need to know.
Maybe he
did want them. Yep. I was going to ask a question doesn't make sense.
You don't know anything about his personal life.
You're right.
That's about the same amount as the $300,000 stolen in the movie, believe it or not. The man told detectives the plan was inspired by Office Space. He even outlined the plan in a file on his laptop, which was titled Office Space Project.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. That idiot.
He's been charged.
You have my stapler?
All right, Milton.
He's been charged with two counts of theft in the first degree and one count of identity theft in the first degree. Why didn't he just do the Milton thing and just burn the building down if he hated working there so much?
I will burn the building to the ground.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever, I'm not accusing anybody here of stealing, but have you ever known anybody to steal from places that you've worked where, you've either witnessed it or, you knew about it secondhand or after the fact?
Usually after the fact.
Yeah? What's a good example if you have one?
Not anything huge. When I was working at the casino, actually, there was somebody that got themselves in trouble because they were skimming money.
What did you do at the casino?
Elixir, the coffee shop.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So somebody was skimming off of the drawer?
Yeah.
In the coffee shop. Interesting.
Yep. We've fired people for stealing, product. Like they throw a pack of mozzarella sticks in a pizza
box. A bowling ball?
People have tried to do that. But
really?
But
how?
Bartending is the hard one because it's really easy to,
just pour a drink and not charge.
So, you have to watch that. But we've definitely caught people not ringing up for shoes or saying there was a coupon and there wasn't. So you have to come up with all these ways to keep track of that.
I'll admit to one that Kara's going to be mad about.
Uh-oh.
You definitely stole something, and I know it.
When I used to go bowling more frequently, a long time ago.
I like how he's not looking at you at all, Kara.
No, I can't. So I paid for the rental shoes because I didn't buy my own yet. Then put them in my bag. And I went away, and for about 6 weeks, I just used those shoes. I'll pay you back.
Where are those shoes now?
Oh, they're back at the bowling alley. Once I got my own shoes, I brought them back. I didn't want those. They're disgusting.
But
they were a dollar every week.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, that's why you buy your own.
Well, that's why I did.
Oh, yeah. A whole dollar every week.
Oh, how dare you?
Well, then you have to pay for the 50-50s, and then you pay for the bowling league money. I mean, it was so much adding up. So I just borrowed some shoes.
That's why we were always short. Every time someone would come in, they'd be like,
because of
we
me.
Need this size shoes. And we'd be like, we used to have more, but apparently one is gone.
One shoe.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. When I worked at the casino, I didn't notice anything, like anything happening. But I will say, when I started there, it wasn't very long, relatively speaking, after that big scandal there.
Yeah.
So like here where we live in northeastern Pennsylvania, Mohegan Sun has like a satellite location, like Mohegan Sun Pocono is what it's called. It's a casino operated by the same people that run.
I think they have five locations in total.
Yeah, there's one like in Atlantic City, I think, that isn't called Mohegan Sun, but whatever. But anyway, it was a big scandal. It was nationwide news mm-hmm. because one of the people in, incidentally, the department that I worked in before I came there had like a whole scheme going where what they were doing is he was filling cards with free play and he was handing them off
right.
to a guy that he had the scheme
yep.
with, and there was a cocktail waitress involved yep. in this somehow. So like the guy was playing the free play, and then every time he would win, they would split the profits. They ended up making a lot of money off of it. But they got caught and went down. The guy who was like the player, the cocktail waitress, and the guy who was in the player development department, which is where I worked. Like I said, this was before I got there. But when I got there, I remember talking to other people that I worked with in the department and other people from around the casino who were convinced that they didn't get everybody. That there were still people working there who were involved in the scheme that did not get lumped in and go down with the others.
Since it's so like low key compared to Ocean's 11, so is this like Ocean's 7?
Yeah. Ocean's 4.
Yeah.
Ocean's
Yeah, Ocean's It was a very limited release. It only played at a few art houses in Texas. But yeah, that's interesting. If you have any stories to tell about, like, you know, schemes or things that you've seen in workplaces, freaks at afreakaccident.com. Up next is the top 10 highly specific turnoffs that we would dump someone for. Maybe. We'll find out.
Reasons to listen to A Freak Accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant.
I'm getting dumped all this time.
You guys been dumped before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at my face. I've been dumped.
That's all I ever did.
Yeah, I'm a prime suspect for dumping.
Kara, were you ever dumped? You did the dumping, didn't you?
I would avoid getting into a relationship where dump or dumping had to happen.
That was literally every relationship besides golfer,
I would basically like talk to people or hang out with people. I would never, and then if it would get to the label part, I'd be like, well,
I mean, not a bad move.
Yeah, because I, you know, if it wasn't happening by then, it wasn't happening.
Man, you
yeah.
really went from 0 to 60 then, because holy cow, she went from not wanting labels to putting a ring on
yeah.
it.
She knew what she wanted.
When you know, you know, yeah. I guess. Mickey, how many hearts have you broken over the years?
Probably one too many.
All of ours.
Every week.
Yeah.
It's constant. But this is from our friends at Southwest North South.
Swings!
Yes, SWNS. They have this article where people were polled, and they gave the top reasons that they've dumped people. Now, we found 10 that are highly specific turnoffs that gave people the desire to end things.
How petty are they?
I guarantee I did some of them.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Number 10, being a loud talker.
Oh, I would be screwed.
I'm loud, so maybe people didn't talk to me because of that. Sometimes I'm really loud.
No one broke up with me because I was loud.
Well, you have a radio voice, though, so even though you're loud, it's like listening
to... It's silky.
Oh, yeah. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, it's like listening to champagne being poured over silk, you know? It's just...
Where does that situation happen? Where in life did that happen?
I don't know. I'm picturing, like, you know, like the Ferrero Rocher commercials where, like, people are, like, you know, wrapped in, you know... gold satin or whatever, and they're, like, you know, dancing around, and then, oh, here comes the chocolate. It's kind of like that.
What kind of commercials are you watching?
They're real. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Somebody out there, back me up. email I don't care at leavemealone.org. Number 9, double texting.
What?
Oh, oh yeah.
So wait, annoying.
Like what my mother does?
What's that?
It's when like she doesn't finish a sentence and then adds it in a new text and then continues
You know, it's it's you text them and be like, "Hey, how you doing? Are you there?"
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Specifically, yeah, that's what it says. When you send a second text because the person that you're texting hasn't replied yet.
Although, we went over something months ago that said if you want to reply from someone, text them twice.
See, maybe we give contrary advice on the show sometimes. Who knows?
But that could be non-relationship text.
You're right. I deal with people who do the stream of consciousness texting. That's the worst.
Like, it's my mother.
Wait 5 minutes so that all of that can coagulate in your head and then send one paragraph.
Nope.
I don't need one line, 15,000 notifications in a row.
I just don't look at my phone. Like if I see that mom has started texting or messaging, I just ignore my phone for about 15 to 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. That way all of it gets spewed into all of her little lines of text, and then I look at it.
That is pretty petty to break up with somebody over it, though.
Yeah.
Very petty.
But that's annoying in the end, because think about it. If they're always like, hey, what are you doing? Hello.
But I mean, like, if you're in a relationship, that's... I could see that being a trust issue.
Mm. Yeah.
Petty, yeah. But, you know.
I mean, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. To me, that just seems like something like, it's annoying, but you can look past it. Like, if everything else about them is wonderful, that's the thing you don't like, that's like, come on.
Then that would be petty.
Right. The loud talker thing I get, though, because you got to deal with that all the time, constantly, every minute of every day that you're with that person and they're talking to you.
8 years of it.
Why are you looking at me?
Not you.
Oh.
Murderer.
Murderer's not a loud talker.
Oh, yes, he is.
I mean, he can be loud, but...
He's a loud talker. Yeah. I've witnessed it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
he can't hear himself. He's at least started wearing earplugs at work, so hey, we're on
I was going to say, he works around heavy machinery, and he's been a musician.
Yep.
A rock musician.
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah, we failed with the earplugs for a long time.
Yeah. It's not that he's a loud talker, he just can't hear.
Yeah.
He doesn't think he's saying anything when he talks in a normal register.
Pretty much.
Number 8 is bad teeth.
Yeah.
That's petty.
Yeah, but you have to kiss that mouth. What if they're like spikes or chocolate looking?
Or summer teeth.
Yeah.
But this is...
Summer teeth?
Yeah, some are there and some are over here.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not talking just like a little bit of stuff. Because like everybody's teeth are different.
But this is in reference to somebody they are already in a relationship with.
I assume so.
Oh.
Right?
They're dating.
Okay, dating.
Yeah. But it's like
it specifically
the dating
says here. Cause... It specifically says here. 2/3 of single people say they've dumped someone over a highly specific turnoff. Mm-hmm. That is literally from the article. So yeah, that would mean dumping someone. That means you're in a relationship with them.
Yeah, or went on some dates and then you were like, "I'm done with this."
Right. That's not just swiping wherever direction on Tinder. It means you've been committed to this person and now you're bouncing because of one of these reasons.
Right.
Is bouncing still a thing people say?
No.
Probably not. That's choogy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably also choogy.
Saying choogy?
Yep.
Yeah, you're probably right. Number 7, being too clingy.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
That'll do it.
Yeah, I've dealt with that with someone I went on a couple dates with, and when we were out with my friends.
They were like saran wrap?
Yeah. Mm. And if she wanted to ask someone a question, she would ask it through me.
Oh, no.
That's how clingy she
You've
was.
You've told that story a couple times.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Very.
Nah, break up with her. Oh, you
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to her laughing maniacally. Number 6 is dirty fingernails.
Why? Why are your fingers in my face?
I don't know. Are they dirty?
Ew, are they?
I can't see because they're too close to and my then, face.
You're going to have to break up with you right here now?
And then, no. then ask her if they smell.
Oh.
Hold on, wait. Let me dig around
for a second.
Would you break up with someone over dirty fingernails?
I mean, it would probably be a thing where, like, if they're dirty, like, once or twice because they were doing something, that's not a big deal. But if they were just, like, regular life, like... always filthy for some reason, hands can't be clean. Like, what's going on there?
They probably work for a living.
I don't know. It's possible. I've seen people that work with their hands that still manage to wash them and like the
manage to wash them. Wow, how condescending was that remark? They managed to wash them.
Number five is being overbearing and rude in general.
Hi.
Yeah, it's poor me. Murderer. I'm the problem. It's me.
I mean, that just sounds like somebody who's a miserable person.
Yeah, break Hi. Up with that person.
If you're just rude in general, I don't think that's really like a petty or specific reason to break up
I
with someone.
You
no, her straw just slipped up the cup. Ew, maybe that's innuendo for something.
Yeah.
Kara, look at my eyebrows when I say
it. Do it. Oh my God, the eyebrows again.
No, but that isn't petty or specific. That just sounds like that person sucks.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And not in the fun way either.
No. Whoa. Oh, what?
Huh?
Number four, living in filth.
Well, yeah, if you live in filth, you are filth.
Yeah.
Again, dating these people, like, you didn't go to their house before you decided to get into a relationship with them?
Mickey, very forward.
Maybe they're like only in like the 2 days, like three dates in, and then they're like, come on to my house. Oh, wasn't that like a show episode once where they came to the house and it was like filthy?
I'm still concerned why you said a show episode. They're the same thing.
But are they? Are they really?
Yes, really. They are.
Remember the story we talked about where the dude had his nest? Remember that?
Oh yeah, the clothes on the ground.
Yeah, that's pretty filthy. You know, somebody who just sleeps on a pile of clothes.
Though I will say,
oh no,
Timmy sleeps on our clothes.
That's yeah, but he's a dog.
Yeah, but
then you wear them.
Yeah,
but you also do you do the laundry. You wash those clothes. Remember that guy? If I remember correctly, like he didn't wash his nest clothes.
He just kept throwing.
Yeah, threw them in a giant sloppy pile and slept on it.
I feel like. My argument was we didn't have an answer on that.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and re-listen to that segment. And you can, too. Visit the podcast section of freakaccident.com.
Oh.
Plug.
Number three is being rude to waiters.
Yeah, because if you're rude to waiters, you're going to be rude to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are people you don't even know when you're being rude to them.
Honestly, like, it goes beyond waiters being rude to people like who just work jobs anywhere. Like if you're being rude to the bank teller or you're being rude to the call center person, like these are people who are working these jobs not because they want to but because they need to survive. You think you're God because you went to the mall and you're going to be rude to these people because I expect service. Like, well then go home and service yourself. You catch me? Get what I'm saying?
Anyone that starts off rude, like why are you starting off rude? Like, at least let it build up and see if you need to be rude, you know?
Let it build up! Yeah.
Mickey, don't start off rude. Give them a minute.
No.
You're definitely not rude to service people. I know you're not. No. I know. I could tell.
You've been that
person. You're rude to us.
Yeah.
You're rude to families.
Yeah.
But you're not rude to service.
Yeah. Number two is pretending to be more knowledgeable about something than they really are.
A know-it-all.
Okay.
I almost said the A word. They're jerks.
I'm glad you got yourself. Not even a little bit of it slipped out. That was pretty good.
No, that's what she said.
Look at me, Kara. Look at me. Look at
the eyebrows again.
And number one is body odor.
Oh, yeah. If you smell like an Italian hoagie, you're out.
Ew.
Those are delicious, though.
Or just onions.
Not on a person.
Onions, or if you always smell like wet clothes.
Oh, or like a wet dog.
Yeah, no, yeah, like you put your clothes in the dryer, but took them out like a minute before they were dry.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know that smell.
Yeah,
because I've done it sometimes with my own clothes. Well, I smell like that. And I've broken up with myself. Kara is over.
Broken up with myself.
You didn't fully dry your shirt today, sweetie.
Why do you talk like that to yourself?
Because she's from the 20s, remember?
Hey, sweetie.
No, that's you. You're the time traveler. Kara just does terrible.
I'm a time traveler. She's really old.
No, Kara just does terrible voices and impressions.
For sale, Sonny.
Yes. She's just really old.
Thank you, Mickey.
No, you needed it.
A few more that made the top 20 that weren't in the top 10, though. Chewing with your mouth open.
Yes.
Talking about yourself in the third person. That's,
what are you, The Rock?
Yeah. That's going to get you an uppercut beyond just getting broken up with. Using a baby voice too much.
What are you talking about?
Slap you silly.
Oh, that's cute.
I will bust this board right over
here. You going to bust that up? You going to bust it up really good?
A bad tattoo.
Really?
One.
Well, yeah, because if you're going to make bad permanent decisions, you don't want that in a relationship.
And the last one is being an overly heavy breather.
That is terrifying.
How's it feel?
Oh my god! I actually have like the, you know when you go to a haunted house and you get that for, or oh no wait, you know when you're on a roller coaster and you're going up the roller coaster, then you're about to go down the hill and you get that. That's what that felt like that whole time you guys were doing that sound.
I don't know. I felt like I got a half a pack of quarters in my pants now.
Oh my god.
Half a roll of quarters? Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Half a pack of quarters.
Same deal.
Sure. Okay. What are your petty reasons for breaking up with people? Freaks@freakaccident.com. God almighty. Up next, I don't even know. I lost my place. The 5-to-1 ratio. What is it and how will it help your relationship? We'll find out.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
I can't think of anything that I'd rather do to be in a relationship.
I actually thought that was part of the song for a second. It was just Kara getting down. This is from Inc. 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 Incorporated. Inc.
Incorporated.
You speak fun.
I do. So have you ever heard of the 5-to-1 ratio? Anybody here?
Nope.
No. Okay. So apparently it's the secret to a happy relationship.
Oh.
Kara, you seem like your relationship is very happy.
It is.
With Timmy.
Well, yeah. Of course it is.
Yeah. Mickey, you and murder happy.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
The high voice gets you every time.
Well, I guess, like, and E, I know you and Proof are happy, too.
Yes.
And me and Hello Nurse are very happy. So, like, we're all in happy, committed relationships here.
So maybe we're doing it and not even knowing.
Maybe. That was my point. Maybe you're miserable, but maybe this tip will help you improve your relationship.
No.
Maybe these people
continue to be miserable. It's fine.
A person listening right now has their significant other has bad teeth. Mm. That they're a mouth breather, and just like that, very good. And they're a double texter. All those things in the previous list, right? And they're really had enough. But maybe this will save it. Okay, you can improve your personal and professional relationships very easily.
Okay?
According to this, if you're willing to force a few smiles when you're mad,
nope.
Now come on, Mickey. You've owned multiple businesses. You've had to do that.
Force a smile?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. Like I do on here, I tell it how it is.
You get people to sneer?
I do.
Okay. Apparently, doing some math is also a part of this. I don't see how that would make anybody happy, because math never makes me happy.
No, it does not. Boo math.
Yeah, math is terrible.
I'm not sure which of those sounds harder, Matt.
Oh, the eyebrows again. You've got to stop.
But according to relationship experts, there is a trick called the 5-to-1 ratio that is the key to keeping everyone around you happy and satisfied.
Don't care.
And eyebrows. It involves which one?
Oh, my God.
She can't even look at me.
Nope.
So here's the thing. For every one negative interaction, you need 5 positive ones.
Hmm.
That's basically the rule in a nutshell. They don't have to be big interactions or gestures. Even something like a smile or a joke is enough. You just need to make sure you have 5 good things happen for every one bad thing, I guess, in the relationship.
Why do you think I always have jokes on lock? I always have a joke.
Is that the one bad thing before all the 5 good things happen? Good, force that smile.
You're so kind.
So for every time Mickey, that you look at me and you tell me that you wish I would get hit by a truck, you need to do 5 nice things, and then that will improve our relationship.
No, Mom.
It might. it would make me feel better than knowing that you just constantly want me dead.
You got us talk, Mickey.
This is a podcast. They can't see you. They have to hear your mouth words.
Yeah, but they know I have nothing to say.
That's probably true if they've been here for a while. But I guess, I don't know, that makes sense. So, yeah, for every one bad thing that happens, you got to try and force five good things.
Okay, so I stole those shoes, and so now, well...
I thought you said you returned them.
I did, but I stole them for a period of time.
True.
Borrowed.
Yeah.
Borrowed for a period of time and took the money for
borrowed
it.
Without asking.
Yeah.
So you already know this joke, but the listeners don't.
What does that have to do with the shoes?
What? Yeah, because I'm making a positive.
Oh, this is supposed to be the good thing? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why are chickens funny? Oh. Because!
All right, so that's 1-1.
Yeah.
It's not 5-1.
No, that was so good, it's 5. And then I'll smile at you.
Oh, my God.
Why does it look like he's in pain?
I know.
Because it's hard.
You look like you're trying to squeeze out a poop with that smile.
Maybe I did. There's your second one.
Why is that a good thing that you pooped?
Poop. Listen. Better out than in.
I can't disagree with that.
Yeah.
It's 100% accurate.
That's fine, but not maybe in your seat in the room that we're doing the podcast in.
There's a trap door. We installed it years ago. He
depends
can't
on what
himself.
I ate beforehand.
It's just hanging out in between your butt cheeks so you get up to go to the bathroom.
I'm doing a little turtle head action.
Listen, the megacolon is very serious. We take it seriously.
Yeah.
But apparently this works for marriages, friendship, professional situations. As long as the positive to negative ratio is 5-1, you're all good.
Okay.
It's a lot of work.
It's Mickey, do you realize that
5-1?
But relationships aren't easy.
Well, yeah.
And
you have
also
to put in work.
Like making simple kind gestures is not difficult for normal people.
I'm glad you explained that. For normal people.
Yeah, cuz you know,
it's not me.
Obviously not.
I feel like I probably do it and don't realize it. Because, like, a nice thing, you don't have to do them right immediately after the bad thing. They can be spread out over time. But what if you keep doing bad things?
Give them the old compliment sandwich or whatever it is,
yeah.
Right? You pay a compliment, you give them something awful, and then you give them another compliment.
Right, yeah. Already there's 2-1 right there. Boom. But
why did you say bomb?
I don't know.
It's boom.
Like it'd be like, Lazy E, I like your shoes. You're ugly. Go Bengals. Like,
yeah,
that's how you deliver that.
I feel good.
Yeah,
see?
You feel real
perfectly.
Good at the end of that,
yeah.
Don't you? Yeah. That was a very positive interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
overall,
like that.
I mean, that was only a 2-1, but
now you try one.
I have to try one?
Yeah, to Crisco.
Crisco?
Yeah.
You have nice headphones. Your computer sucks. Nice shirt.
It's an okay shirt. Yeah. It's fine. There you go. 5-1 ratio. Go and be good to people, or try a little bit, Mickey. A little bit.
Nope.
All right. Up next, the listener active. What is the smallest, stupidest, pettiest ill that you're willing to die on?
I can't believe I'm going to admit to one.
All right. I can't wait. It's up next on A Freak Accident.
The early bird catches the worm. But the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
Kara, who sings it?
I don't know.
She doesn't know.
I know. I was just saying.
Are we going to tell her or are we going to make her?
She'll just figure it out. Iron Man.
Could I know? Oh, I don't know.
You've never even heard of them?
Iron Man?
Iron Maiden.
Oh, Iron Maiden. Oh, yes, I've heard of them.
I thought you were going to go, oh, Iron Maiden. No.
I've heard of them. Okay. I just don't. I
just
didn't know that was
them.
Yeah.
Terrific. So there was a Reddit thread recently asking, what is the smallest hill that you're willing to die on? I noticed this episode is very petty in nature.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these things are petty. Like
rubbing off on all of you.
Yeah. This is stuff that, these are things, when we say the smallest hill, like what is the most minimum tiny thing that sets you off and you will argue with people all day and night? You'll go to war over this stupid thing. but like it's very important to you for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we asked this of our listeners. We do have some responses from this Reddit thread as well that we've accumulated. But us here, what are some small hills that we're willing to die on?
Well, there's one that's going to be in the comments that is a small hill I'll die on, but there's another one I could share right now.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil the comment.
Yeah, let the comment, and then you can
say that you agree. Reboot.
Yeah.
What I think is going to make a lot of people mad, but I will die on this hill. The new Nickelback song, San Quentin, is good.
I agree. I agree.
It's a good song.
I will fight that with you on that hill.
The lyrics are a little, but the song itself altogether, it's good.
I could add this. This isn't even my hill, but Nickelback is perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. There. Yeah. I said it. They're not as bad as people like to say that they are. They are perfectly fine. They're not great, but they're not that bad. They're fine.
Oh, so sort of like unpopular opinion?
Well, kind of. No, it's just basically something small. Like one of the things from the Reddit thread is Tiny and Jumbo paper clips should not be mixed.
Mm. Understandable.
That's like a hill to die on.
So understandable.
You get that, really.
Yeah.
How about...
Mickey felt that deep in her soul.
I agree with what one person said on a meme we posted. That mini golf should be called mini golf, and regular golf should be called large golf.
Yeah. How about, like, I don't know if this counts. You don't, because this is actually a law, I think. You shouldn't yield.
Don't murder.
You shouldn't yield when there is no vehicle to yield to.
You're still supposed to yield.
No, you don't have to. There's nothing to yield to.
It's just barreling out of
the merge. Yeah.
I guess I will die on this hill. If there is a yield sign, but there is nothing to yield to.
Okay.
Therefore, you cannot yield.
Try
the definition
that.
Of yield is
try that
to like watch for the other thing.
Go ahead, do that.
I do that all the as all the only way I drive.
You will get pulled over.
I've never gotten pulled over.
Doesn't mean it won't happen.
What? Yield isn't
serial
stop.
Killers kill people yield, until they get caught.
But yield isn't stop. I'm gonna die on this hill. Yield isn't stop.
She's got a good one.
Yeah.
And don't yield to nothing.
Don't yield to nothing.
That should be a t-shirt.
Right through those other cars.
If there's nothing there, there is nothing to yield to.
Okay.
I'm just, well, I'll die on that hill.
Yeah,
we'll
you're
keep
wrong,
going.
But you could die on the hill.
I'm right.
Uh-huh.
Someone agree with me?
Sure.
No.
Mickey's turn.
Go ahead, Mickey.
So mine is music related because I have been fighting this for years, is recording with your own voice, not using any cleanup vocals, adding extra vocals, doing all this extra crap.
You're asking a lot. You're asking people to actually, one, be talented.
Yeah, I am. And because it did used to exist.
To learn an art form and practice it.
Mm-hmm.
And three, not take the easy way out of everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be a lot. I just don't know. I don't know if the world has the capacity for all of that.
My little baby anthill.
That is small. That's a small hill, I guess.
Yeah,
but
no,
I mean,
it
affects a lot, though. Like a lot
an industry. It could affect a lot, but it still is a petty moment.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, so I guess, like, my thing for me is, and I only say this because, like, you know, I do work part-time in a retail environment. There is no blessed need to open the packaging to look at the thing that's inside. In almost every case, there is a picture of it on the front and a description of what it looks like.
Yeah.
And in a lot of cases, there's even a clear window on the effing box so you can look right in it and see the thing. Why do you have to open it, look at it, then put that one back and take one that isn't open?
Because you want to feel it.
People can't read.
That's true. You know what? I'm going to add another one. People who don't read, who don't follow basic instructions that are right in front of their face.
I think that's a pet peeve.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pet peeve, not a hill.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
He's ready to go. Let's do it.
Do you remember though, Tom Jenkins was our production director. He had a sign above his head in his office that just said, read everything. And anytime anybody would come into the office with a question, he would point to it. Because in almost every instance, it's because somebody wasn't reading something.
Absolutely.
What does this spot need? How many times is... No, it's all right there. Just read it, please.
They don't want you because that's extra work for them. They want to just come to you, get their answer, and walk away.
That's true.
Yeah, but I would say, so don't open... You don't need to open things to look at them. And not only that, but like if you pick something up, put it back where it belongs.
Although I do have to say there are some boxes that don't have information on them that they should have. Like, does this plug in or do you need batteries?
That almost is always on the box. I have not ever encountered an electronic where it doesn't say batteries not included.
I have run into items that don't have that information on it.
Hmm.
Although at least I'm kind enough to go up to the teller and be like, can you open this for me, please?
Right, yeah.
I wouldn't do that. I would open the box.
Yeah, you're not just ripping everything open and spilling it all over the ground. Like I've said before, like, yeah, next time I'm at the grocery store, I'm just going to rip open the box of Cheerios and spill them all over the aisle just to make sure that it's Cheerios in there and not Frosted Flakes, because that isn't what I want.
I want Frosted Flakes.
Do you know what the blonde said when she saw a box of Cheerios?
Don't make fun of Kara like that. She's right there.
Do you know what the blonde said?
My hair blonde right now?
Yeah.
Well, that's saying something that she doesn't know.
Do you know what the blonde said when she saw the box of Cheerios? Ooh, donut seeds.
Kara, we have some feedback from our listeners about the small hills that they're willing to die on, too.
We sure do.
All right, so what's some of this feedback?
First one coming from top fan badge earner, El Snow. Goth and emo are not the same thing, despite what Lazy E says. Did you think I would forget? Did you think I would let this go? You may not even really care, but here I am defending my tiny hill.
Doesn't matter. You're wrong. Goth and emo are the same damn thing. Oh, that's like something that isn't popular. But it's popular because other people do it.
Well...
And you listen to basically the same music. Goth music and emo music. Oh, I'm so sad. It's just said in different levels.
That's like saying that there's no difference between dark wave and synth wave.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you just died on that hill. Man, you died a horrible death on that hill. No, goth and emo. Here's what it is. It's emo's... goth is...
Nah, I think you have them backwards.
No, the gothic is louder.
Goth is more like introspective, right?
Yeah.
Emo is more whiny. Yeah.
Goth is more like vampires, and emo is more
they
like...
They all wear the same clothes.
Kids with beanie hats on.
They wear the same clothes.
Kind of, but not really.
Yes, no, all the time. It's black.
I didn't hear what you said.
She said
goth is like vampires and like, you know...
Like that black, like...
Vampires, and then emo kids are like kids in beanie caps who cut
like
their wrists.
Skater. I didn't say that, but...
I added that part in because it's true.
Murderer said, I'd probably say a knoll, a grassy knoll.
Is he insinuating that he believes JFK murder conspiracies?
Probably.
That wouldn't shock me.
In your household? Nah.
Kelly McKenzie. Ranch is a perfectly acceptable accompaniment to buffalo wings.
Agreed.
So does Gwen Bowers. I will join you on that hill.
Wait a minute. That's like, but blue it's cheese is better.
No.
Not ranch. Ranch doesn't need to go on everything.
Yes,
we're not
it does.
White trash, okay?
Ranch is perfect on wings. I learned that down south.
Why don't you just eat
yeah,
the
but
wings?
Those people
with
also
the
think
on them.
Shut up.
Those people
that's
also
not the
thought,
argument.
Eat the hot wing as it is.
No.
Those people also thought Papa John's is good pizza, so I don't trust anything that they do.
Listen.
There's another hill I'll die on. Papa John sucks!
Oh, Shaq is going to come down here and beat your ass.
Oh, maybe Papa John will. He's like
I heard that people...
Yeah, he's a racist.
Mickey,
yeah.
I heard people in Boston love Papa John's. Like, they call it Papa's. They have nicknames for it, and like they want to go there, and it's like very exciting for
or
them.
Or is Papa's just like another place?
I don't know.
Animals. All right. Yeah, animals. No, we're definitely like Kelly's roast beef, Bob's roast beef. Like, those are like the big things.
Chicago deep dish pizza sucks. There's another hill.
All right.
Everything from Chicago sucks there.
Speaking of food, Emily Cully, also a top fan badge earner.
What? Says pineapple is a valid pizza topping.
No, it isn't.
It's not. I'm sorry, Emily.
It's disgusting.
I like pineapple on pizza.
Of course you do.
Well, yeah, of course. The contrarian. Yeah.
Do I do pineapple, onion, and chicken?
Oh, my God.
Just make a salad.
Why don't you throw some olives on there, too?
Make a salad.
I actually do.
Here's the thing. You do. Oh, my God. Of course you do.
There's plenty of things. Oh. My thing is this. There's plenty of things that people... That are good. Like, pineapple is good.
Yeah.
I like
pineapple. Yeah, pineapple is fine.
But there's, like, you... Literally, you can take anything that I like and say, oh, now add it to pizza. The pizza doesn't need it. It doesn't necessarily need to be there. You can't... I like marshmallows. I wouldn't put marshmallow on my pizza. That's the thing. You don't need to just dump all this crap on there. It's good enough as it is.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't like regular pizza.
What?
Yeah, I can't stand red sauce.
So what do you put on with the pineapple besides pineapple?
Chicken, onion, sometimes black olives.
Break this Parley bottle over your head.
I get the garlic sauce, the white sauce.
Of course, she gets the white sauce. Freaking racist.
All right. And Sierra Banya says, zipper merges are meant to use both lanes all the way until the merge point.
Wait, what is she talking
about? Oh, I get it. So zipper merges. Yeah. The two lanes that come into one.
Okay.
And you have to stay in your own lane until it becomes one. I agree with that.
And that's actually what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But people get into the lane way early, like when right lane closed. They get in the lane as soon as they see the sign, but they're supposed to wait until the very end. But the problem is... then you get mad because, like, some people are getting in the lane super early and then the other people are actually doing the zipper merge thing. But then these people are like, I've been following the rules for a very long time now. I'm not going to let you in. And then those people zoom up like they're in charge. It gets very tricky.
If we're going to talk about road stuff, I could die on so many hills when it comes to traffic and driving, because a lot of those is like the people who cause the most traffic are the people who insist on driving as far up to the top of the
construction area.
Yeah, like if there's like, if you know,
that's
if,
what she's saying.
Yeah, if you know.
No,
that,
I
no,
think
no.
she's referring to like where the road is always
like
merging,
the one by in
like
our
normal road without any construction going on.
She's talking about there's that area by Kmart or the old Kmart where you're going by the McDonald's where it's two lanes and then it becomes one.
Oh, I thought you meant like a construction one.
No,
there's what I'm talking about is if there is construction, like you see the signs that says right lane closed ahead. Everybody starts merging to the left lane, which is what you're supposed to do.
No, you're
but
not.
There's always a bunch of people that will stay in that right lane right up until the flashing arrow where they cannot go further, and then they try to merge in. Well, now everybody who's already merged has to slam on their brakes to let you get in because you're the last person. Like, you could have just merged way back there. That's not true at all.
I agree with you because I do get in the other lane. I do it all. I do exactly what you're saying you do, and then get mad at the people that go all the way to the front, then zoom up because I'm mad at them because they're going jumping ahead. I 100% do that, 100%. However, the correct way to do it is to wait until the lanes merge, and then you're supposed to take turns. Look it up. I'm telling you, I looked it up. I thought it made no sense, but supposedly you get two lanes going at the same time, so traffic moves faster because then you're just weaving in and out at the very end.
They're
instead
probably
of being
also
all the way backed up.
Expecting that people drive three car lengths apart as well, which
maybe
nobody does.
Well, that's the problem. You could easily get merged ahead of it when you see the signs that say merge. There's plenty of time to make a decision well ahead of time. You can get over and keep moving. But the problem is people drive all the way up to the front and then they try to stick their ass in there when there's no room left, and then everybody behind them needs to slam on their brakes, and that's what causes traffic.
But that is what they're supposed to do. You're all supposed to do that. I'm telling you.
Damn.
I do what you do. I merge immediately and I wait in the lane and
well,
then I
in
get
that
mad
case,
at people
whoever,
to the front.
Whoever said that about the zipper thing, you're wrong, because you should get into the lane that you know you need to be in well ahead of time. I don't care what the rules supposed
sign
to be.
Tells you.
Yeah, when you know it, when you know it's coming and you have room, do it then. Why wait until the last minute? That's friggin' stupid.
Cuz the point is to have two.
Oh no, now everybody's slamming on their brakes because oh no, we forgot how this works and now we've got to get in when there's no time left. That seems reckless and stupid. Now everybody's got a break. Boy, that's not going to cause traffic.
I'm looking it up. How to merge.
Listen, everybody's wrong. I'm right because I know what I'm doing.
He's going to die on
I've been on the road.
Yeah, you are
dying.
He's got
a lot of hills to die on.
I know.
I'll just stand on this hill with my bayonet and I'll stab you if you come near me. So here's some from this Reddit thread, though, while Kara's looking up her stupid road rules that are wrong, written by idiots who've never driven well
Listen,
a day in their life.
I'm telling you, I do what you do. I just know that this is also the rules.
Okay, Tiny and we already did the paperclips thing. Four-way stops are not the place for pleasantries. Go when it's your turn.
Agreed.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than when you're behind someone who's like, oh, no, you go. Oh, no, you go. Oh, no, you go. Oh, look, someone else on the left. You go, honey. I'm in no hurry, but I am, and I'm behind you.
What's worse are people that have the right-of-way that are coming down a street and you're trying to turn out into traffic. They will stop traffic for you because they have decided that we're going to make up an imaginary stop sign in the middle of the road. And now you have backed up all of the traffic coming from both major roads.
I've literally seen that where somebody's trying to pull out of a parking lot or something. You stop on the highway to let them out. They don't need that.
Nope.
They don't need it. Let them stay there forever. I don't care. They could decay there. It doesn't matter to me. Don't stop on the road.
Yeah, no.
You shouldn't put ketchup on fries that people are sharing.
Well,
I agree.
It should be a dipping thing.
Unless you all want ketchup.
No, but you don't put them on the fries. First of all, that's a hill I'll die on. You don't put them on the fries.
You
ketchup is meant for dipping.
Actually, I take ketchup. I take a fry and I put the ketchup on the fry, like one fry at a time, and then eat it.
You freaking monster. What kind of sociopath are you?
What does she do? The best ratio of ketchup to fries.
She unrolls Kit Kats and like licks them on one side and then sticks it against the wall and does a dance.
And she decorates her French fry like a hot dog.
Yeah. Best French fry ratio to ketchup.
Your French fries will be cold by the time you finish them.
You pick one up. You pick the best ones you like first.
Oh my God.
Reese's trees should be called Treesies.
Yes.
Someone else joked olives should then be called Greece's pieces.
Ba-dum-bum.
Funny.
Cheap cafeteria silverware at a nice restaurant ruins the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It cheapens
whole
thing.
Would it be at a restaurant anyway, though? A nice restaurant, though?
Well, I guess they experienced it, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree with this next one wholeheartedly. One, God bless you, should cover the entire sneeze session.
Mm. Sure. Absolutely.
That's why you got to know the person to say God bless you. Because usually people have a routine
sneezing
of their sneezes.
Sneezing fit.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know proofreader, it's three.
Yeah.
Red Delicious are trash apples.
We can agree on that.
Yeah,
we have bought two bags in the last month. Because Murderer picked the wrong bags.
Yeah.
They were terrible both times.
Yeah, Red Delicious, if you get a good one, they're really good. But 90% of the time, you're getting garbage. They taste like crap. Go Macintosh or go home. That's it. Or, I mean, there's a million other varieties of apples out
Honeycrisp.
Yeah, Honeycrisp is the best. You got, like, Pink Lady. Those are good. Gala are
That's
good.
That's what they used to call me in high school.
The Pink Lady.
Yeah.
How about the apples from that cartoon dinosaur movie?
What?
Oh, wait, here's Kara explaining something.
It's like James and the Dinosaur.
James and the Giant Peach?
I don't know if he's in a peach, but like it's a dinosaur, and he eats an apple, and
we really got to play that
game
again.
The dinosaur eats our apple.
Kara,
like,
figure out what Kara...
It's real crunchy.
Crusty.
Crusty apples,
no,
great.
No, they look so good in this movie. It's a really old
movie.
It's
a cartoon.
It's a cartoon movie.
Well, yeah, because it has a dinosaur in it.
And the dinosaur.
You dumbass.
You can't.
Those apples look good. I'm just saying, I would eat those apples.
I have no idea what you
nobody,
were talking
nobody
about.
Nobody does. We got to play that game again.
Yeah, no, the real life dinosaur movie. Yeah.
Did you find your road rules?
Yeah, I did. I don't know if you're ready for them.
Go ahead.
All right.
They're wrong. It's fine. I don't care.
Then why are you
That's stupid. Why would you wait until the last minute to do something that you know you need to do? That's just stupid.
Well, according to every single thing that came up when I Googled, it says that traffic experts largely agree the best way to combine two busy lanes is a technique called the zipper merge. Drivers use both lanes until just before one ends, then merge like the teeth of a zipper coming together, one from this side, one from that side, and therefore minimally slow down.
You know, you can do the zipper thing well in advance of the lane ending, too. You can just get ahead of it.
I'm just saying.
You can just get ahead
videos.
Of it.
Want to watch a video? I'll post a video.
I don't need to see the video.
You don't have
I know
to.
What you're talking about, but
well,
it's wrong because nobody does it the right way.
Maybe
so
it's right.
Just get in line ahead of it. It's very simple.
But that didn't explain to go all the way to the end of the merge.
It does. There it is. Zipper merge. Zipper merge. Zipper merge.
But there's your your three car lengths apart, though, which nobody does.
Yeah.
Well, that's because no one follows the rules. See?
No kidding.
What's this one over here? Oh, see how much that sucks?
Yeah. Wow, look at that. But that's what it always looks like.
Mm-hmm. But see? Oh, see? That was... I don't know what this is.
This is really interesting content.
I don't see how that. I don't see how that was. Yeah, we're not even gonna go ahead. Share that on the Facebook page to show people how stupid that is, and how in the one example the card needlessly slows down as if to try and prove a point when it didn't need to do that. Stupid. Anyway, see what else we got here. It is impossible to give more than 100%.
I agree.
That's so correct.
Give 150% all the time.
That's
impossible.
What does
that mean? Yeah, that mean?
Where does it eventually end? Give infinity percent, I guess. Or is that even
infinity plus
one?
One?
I know, so forget it. 100 is it.
You're not a small business owner if you're in a MLM.
Multi-level marketing.
Yeah, no.
You're not.
I agree.
No.
People who are like who sell like candles and crap.
Yeah,
like,
for somebody else.
I'm a business owner. No, you're not.
No.
I'm in it.
I'm in one, and I'm not a business owner. So
yeah, yeah. You sell Avon. You're not a business owner.
Sorry.
Women's clothing should have more pockets. That I wholeheartedly agree.
More pockets,
like your pants
just,
and stuff like that.
Just pockets.
More than I already have.
Your pants have pockets on them?
Yeah.
I heard that's the thing with women's clothing is most
like
of the time they don't have pockets.
Dress pants don't normally have pockets.
Oh.
No, a lot of women's jeans don't have pockets either. They've got the seam on there, but there's not an actual pocket.
They should at least have pockets. I don't know if they need more
Kara,
pockets.
I hate to break it to you. Apparently, you're wearing dude's pants. I'm surprised, but that's...
I don't know.
What?
It's possible.
We should normalize regular sanitation of our belts. It's one of the first things you touch after finishing on the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
And really, your belts never get washed or cleaned. That's a really good point.
Oh, now I feel disgusting.
Yeah, when's the last time you actually thought to, like, clean off your leather belt that you put on? And it's literally right there on
are
the
you
floor
wearing a
when
belt?
You're wearing
yes.
when you're pooping.
Oh, are you wearing a belt?
Wait, right now? No, I'm wearing lounge
I don't know what
pants.
You're
these things don't have belts.
Do you wear a belt?
Usually, yeah.
Oh. I don't wear a belt.
The Oxford comma.
My pants just fly out at any moment.
Uh-oh.
She's definitely wearing dude's pants.
I'm going to pants her.
The Oxford comma. Use it.
Yes. I agree.
It's very important.
Okay.
Agreed.
You don't even know what it is, do you?
I think I do, but I don't want to be stupid.
Example
so.
One, comma, example two,
oh.
comma,
and example
three.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Okay.
Fine. I agree.
Yeah. It's I couldn't care less. Not I could care less.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Also, correct usage of your and your
yep.
Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
See, I don't know if those are hills to die on because that's just grammar.
What? Is that you,
was
Kara?
That you?
That was me being
that
mad.
That was like the pressure valve.
I was looking all around. What happened?
Something broke.
Here's one that's a little more serious and a lot less like a small hill. Beauty pageants for children should be illegal.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they don't want to do it.
Even if
it's
they
the
do.
Parents
even
that
if they do, they don't.
Yeah.
They well, they're too young don't. To understand.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, you know. And school lunches should be free.
Yeah.
I feel
a
like
lot of them are
we're
now.
Getting to that point. Mm-hmm. That doesn't really exist. For the most part.
Yeah, now they are mostly getting there.
I feel no. You know
how
what?
About learn to farm, you little twerps?
Or that.
I used to have to hunt elk for my lunch when I was young.
But I think
out
that,
in the snow.
I think both the ways. Problem with the free lunches is that they have always existed. The kids always want the things that aren't the free lunch.
Yeah, the French bread pizza.
Okay. Right. Sure.
Right. Yeah.
French bread pizza is garbage.
Not at school.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
There's a hill I'm going to die on. French bread pizza's garbage.
I agree.
First of all,
right.
it's
not
French.
I agree. We got to wrap up. We are way over on time. But if you have some small petty hills you'd like to die on and you'd like to share them with us, freaks at afreakaccident.com. That, of course, is our website, afreakaccident.com. Go there for all things show. We've got more than 300 episodes, 7 years worth of show for you to listen to in the podcast section. We've got all of our social media links in the Connect section. Our shop has 2 t-shirts available for you to purchase that are relatively inexpensive, $21.99 plus shipping and handling. You can also, in the shop, request free stickers that we will mail to you, no questions asked, except maybe will you be our friend circle yes, no, and send back. We will also encourage you to download and subscribe to this show wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. Subscribe, really. Like, subscriber numbers are how podcasts are rated. That and reviews. So don't forget to also give us a good review as well. So we'll be pushing back that theory on why men decide it's time to get married.
Yeah.
We're going to keep you guessing on that one. That'll be next week on the show, along with whatever else we can come up with in the meantime. Kara, I'm sure we'll come up with stupider ways to eat things, and we'll talk about those next time, too. Uh-huh. So we'll be back, and we hope you will be, too. Thanks for listening. For a Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might have it all. Wait, you might think you have it all figured out.
You obviously don't.
Until a freak accident happens.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.